I mean, clearly the music business has changed so much.
It's over.
It's done.
It is done.
It's cooked.
We're seeing the last flicking of the tail of the dinosaur. It's not like a beginning, middle, and end. Nobody listens to albums anyway anymore, you know. So it's just a suggestion of the way to listen to a group of songs. And the minute they're all released and people make their own choices, as you know, people, the new way of listening sort of doesn't invite, sort of the time that one once used to spend with an album determined by the band or the artist that made that record. It's just a proposal. And, so I figured that a beginning, middle, and end story made no difference. You know, people are going to listen any way they will, or not listen at all.
I asked him to explain his earlier statement when he said that he thought that The Delivery Man, his new record, would probably be his last.
I don't think there are going to be any records very soon. I mean, we might go through the motions of you know, because the contract says you've got to do something, but I think there's a new way to do it, and I think we've got to be creative and embrace these new things and not be sentimental. I mean, nobody puts out 78s anymore. You know, maybe they should, but I mean, we sort of do. You know, 78s were just one song, and that's very much where we're at now. We're in the realm of the song rather than the album, aren't we? Unless I'm very much mistaken.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing, because, I mean, it focuses people on strength of one idea rather than a load of rubbish kind of, you know, filling up a record that the record company says you've got to give value for money and you've got to do this amount of music. I have no problem filling up a CD, like I'm filling it maybe too much, you know, but because I've got a lot of songs and fine, but... And I've also got a lot of songs in catalog, as you pointed out. To my mind, the download systems that we have at our, you know, disposal that are developing and starting to catch on and becoming the new way and the thing that are going to supersede the record companies as we know them now. Record companies, the best role that they can hope for in this is kind of like as the way film producers are in the film world. They're the people that put up the budget to make the records, and they will get a royalty for that privilege. For those of us that can't afford to make our own records from scratch. Or possibly the download companies will do it themselves and put up the money for us to make records. That's why I say it's more to do with live work and communicating to people through the medium that's going to be ubiquitous. And the rest of it's over.
Well, we can always rent this space out to you if you...
I'll come in here and do it. It's great. Need
somewhere to do that.
Yeah. I sound like I'm being a voice of doom. It's quite the opposite. I'm being really... I'm ahead of the game.
I don't actually see it as a voice of doom at all. I mean, no, I think the great thing about what's happened is...
I've got 300 songs, so, I mean, I can keep presenting them. Like I say, an album is just a suggestion. It's a shop window of the wares of the songwriter for that period of time. That's all it is now.
I think the great thing about the web is that we've taken the distribution away from the record
labels. Taken it away from the crooks, you know.
And it's now you can actually get your music out there. The only thing that they really have left to offer at this point, as you suggest, is maybe the budget and also some marketing.
And, well, they don't do that.
If they want to do some of that.
Yeah. Well, you don't really need it. I mean, if you just put the stuff up there, people know.
People will find it.
People know, they type your name in and your name pops up. And I've watched a lot of transformations, as we all have, in the last 15 years. All of them... to the detriment of the enjoyment of music, the easy, you know, communication with the public, everything, the formatting of radio, the size of the corporations, the lack of imagination, the sort of musical apartheid that goes on both in radio and in A&R, it's all disastrous for music. And the one thing that gives you hope is the fact that when you walk into a shop, people say to you, you like classical music. I wouldn't even know where to begin to choose that. And I think that's sort of sad because there's lots of great music to hear. The same is not true now with because everything is available on the internet. You can really go into that and hear a little bite of something, and that curiosity leads you somewhere else. And people are making playlists up that are outrageous. You know, they're making things that are, they're one thing from the past, one thing from 10 minutes ago, a live session and something from the other side of the world, and it's all mixed up, and to them it makes sense. So everybody's becoming a DJ, they're becoming a creative programmer of music, and they're ahead. I believe they're actually ahead of record company people.